It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
I went visiting one day to see a family that had attended our church. I was met at the home by a little boy who was about, I'd say 5 or 6 years of age. He told me that his parents were home and then ran inside to tell his mother that that fellow from the church is here. Well, once inside, I began a conversation with the mother, and of course it centered around the church. The little boy was real excited about having company, and he kept trying to be a part of the conversation. After we had talked a few minutes, the little boy finally got a question in. When is that man with a mustache going to be in your church again? Now, usually I can identify any question a young child is trying to ask, but that one really stumped at me. I racked my mind about a man with a mustache. I knew of no one in our church who had a mustache, nor did I know of anyone who had ever been in our church who wore a mustache. I tried to dig a little more information from the child with the hope that I could answer his question. "Which man is that?" I asked. "You know," he said, "the one that talked." Again, I searched my mind and could not remember anyone who had ever talked in our church who had a mustache. I thought of all our church school teachers. None of them had a mustache. I tried to remember all who had preached. I didn't remember any of them having a mustache. I was about to decide that the child was confused when my memory recalled that several months earlier, I did invite a fellow minister of mine to preach at our church, and indeed he did have a mustache. After remembering that a man with a mustache did indeed talk in our church, I knew immediately why it was so difficult for me to identify him as the person the little boy spoke of. You see, the person the child asked about was black. I invited him to preach for me. He was a good friend of mine. But I remembered my friend as a black man, and the child remembered him simply as a man with a mustache. Now, had I been asked, "When is the black man going to be in your church again?" I would have immediately known the person of which the child spoke. The color of his skin would have been my identifying mark. But for the little boy, the major difference in my black friend and the rest of us was not the color of his skin, but the fact that he wore a mustache. Racial prejudice, regardless of which direction it comes from, is something which has to be learned. Little children do not have it until they are taught it. The man from Galilee once said, "The kingdom of God belongs to men who have hearts as trusting as these little children. And anyone who doesn't have their kind of faith will never get into the kingdom's gates." That little child taught me a valid lesson that day, that there are other distinguishing characteristics about a person other than the color of his skin. Maybe one day some of us adults will be able to remember a man by his mustache rather than the color of his skin.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.